Yesterday, a number of the brothers, myself included, arrived from Spain back here to Ireland. And it was a memorable trip because when we left Spain, oddly enough, it was raining. It was torrential downpour, and I've never gotten so wet walking up, well, running into a plane. It was kind of humorous too. I decided to like keep a certain amount of dignity, and I decided like to walk briskly rather than running like a madman to the plane. And I was happy that I didn't make a complete fool of myself, because I ended up having to wait in the line and on the stairs up to the plane, and I got wet anyway. So the running wouldn't have helped at all. Anyway, when we arrived in Ireland, oddly enough, we walked out of the plane, walked down the stairs, and the sun was like beaming down. It was this glorious, just these rays of like warmth and heat and welcome. Just were opening their hands to us, their arms. And I remember one of the brothers, Brother Pablo, he was like, he literally was just like with his mouth open, like praising God. And it made me think, it made me reflect on the gesture that John Paul II would do every single time he arrived in a country to evangelize. The first thing he would do when he would get off the plane, rain or shine, sun or heat, no matter what the temperature was, he would come and kiss the ground. I think it's a symbol which is something worth reflecting on. Because why would he do that? We do it just because it's like, you know, he's the Pope, that's what the popes do. Well, no, because popes didn't used to do that. That's something he would do. And someone could think, oh, is it something which is biblical? Is there any biblical moment where someone kisses the ground? Maybe there is. I can't think of one. But the ground has its symbolism and has its richness also within the Bible, within the biblical tradition. Even as at the beginning of Genesis, you know, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The whole thing of being dust, like it's a reminder of kissing the dust is kind of a reminder of who we are. It's also a reminder of like the blood from the ground from your brother also like calls out to you. The demons were thrown down out of heaven into the earth. So it has a lot of symbolism. But I thought of two specific things that helped me. Like that symbol of like kissing the ground that I find beautiful and like reflection, something that I want to live. One of them is that when one kisses the ground, one should think, I need to bear fruit where I'm planted. Like I need to sanctify my situation. Like if I'm here, in my case, I'm here in Mallow, I'm here in Ireland, I have to bear fruit for God in my circumstances. If I have to coach two basketball teams, I have to coach it to the best of my ability. I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to coach, and, you know, but if we win or if we lose, it doesn't really matter. No, God wants me to, like, try to help the team as much as possible. And if it's my turn to cook this week, I don't actually know what I'm supposed to do this week, but if it's my turn to cook, I have to try to cook well. I have to, like, you know, add salt, bake things, not overcook the meat. But I have to try to, because that, like, living those circumstances is my sanctification. And kissing the ground in that sense is like in blooming where I'm planted. Also includes like loving, like kissing the ground is a way of like expressing that I love the people I'm with. First of all, the ones I have closest, like I'm supposed to treat them from the heart. Like I'm supposed to try to do, doesn't mean like you wake up and like, you know, kiss their feet or something weird. What it means is you're trying to make life enjoyable for them. You're trying to figure out and trying to guess the things that they need, how you can help them with. You have to try to think of like, what are they going through? What are they suffering? And how can I make their cross bearable? How can I be a Simon of Cyrene for them? So that's one thing we can get out of it, to not to be like desiring doing other things. Like, oh, I wish I was back in Spain, like constructing houses or was actually a lot of fun. That's what I was doing this summer. It was actually a lot of fun. But in my moment, I have to love my situation, my zone, my address. You know, where I am, that's where I have to bear fruit, no matter where it is, no matter where I'm sent. But in the present moment, I have to love my zone, love my earth. Okay, that's one thing I got out of it, and I think can be helpful, to love where you're planted. The second is to love the crosses that the Lord has given me. I remember once in Burgos, I actually don't remember like what it was, but there's something about when I was studying in Burgos as a Seventh Brother, there's something that I couldn't stand. I don't remember, I honestly don't, I was trying to remember what it was and I can't remember what it was, but there's something that I couldn't stand. And so I remember at one point, I don't know if I was told to do this or why, but I had a little crucifix and I had like a sticky note on the back of the crucifix and I wrote what it was that annoyed me. So like when I would get up in the morning, I would kiss the crucifix as a symbol of accepting that thing which I couldn't stand. You know, that one thing I just, ooh, the thorn in my side, you know, you kiss it. And the earth is also a symbol of that, because a symbol, it's what the demons have attacked, so to speak. They've made suffering part of our lives. You know, when it says, with the sweat of your brow, the earth will bear fruit. We have to continue. The earth is a symbol of what costs, the symbol of where our sweat has to go. So if you're, you know, if you're studying accounting and law, well, there, I'm sure, or anything, whatever you're studying, if you're studying accounting and law, for instance, I'm sure there's certain classes which are hideous. You'd rather not take those classes. You'd rather take like other classes, but there's one of those core classes that you have to take. And there might be one of those teachers who's, just goes on and on. But whatever the circumstances, if you need to write, put a sticky note on the ground, put something on it, great. But whatever the Lord is asking you, kissing the ground can also be a symbol of accepting precisely that cross that you really don't want to deal with. So it's a symbol of the sunshine, and it's a symbol of the rain. And both of them, we have to beg the Lord to give us the grace to kiss and not complain.